Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I am joined by my friend Lauren.
Hello.
And my friend James.
Hello.
How are you both? It's Lemsips all round.
Lemsips all round the table. I'm drinking orange juice, but I've already laughed so much it's come out my nose, which is still kind of smarting a little bit from that.
In the warm-up exercise we just did. It's the first time we've ever done a warm-up exercise. I'm very glad we did, because we now know a little bit more about James. We will not reveal any more, but listeners, get in touch.
You enjoy your Lemsip.
If ever there was an incentive to email, this might be the news at gmail.com, because we will reply with exactly what we talked about.
Don't be drinking orange juice at the time.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Well, let's just get right to it and talk about the facts.
Facts.
The facts. I feel like we've been like teasing listeners with this topic for many a week. We're finally going to tackle. Go on.
Every week, though, we've said, "Oh, we won't go into that one because we know nothing about it."
We couldn't possibly.
Definitely couldn't possibly cover that because we've literally got no idea.
But here we go, Catalonia. It is the Catalonia episode.
Yeah, what do you want there? Like
the audience to hurrah.
I thought
the listener.
You have to add that afterwards.
The listener is there, sat on the tube or whatever. And they did a little hurrah in their head going, finally.
I think you could add in like a special Catalonia jingle. Like some Spanish guitar music. Like
that's me
yeah,
little
starting
castanets
a little,
yeah. At the end.
I feel like we're going to hit a lot of stereotypes today.
If you're really Spanish, brutally honest.
In absence of research, we will default to the basic Spanish.
Accents, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
See how we go. See how much we actually know.
See.
One weekend in Benidorm and you're fucking fluent.
Right, anyway, so Catalonia has really reached a new height this week. It's been a topic that we've been putting off because we don't understand it, us Brits, but actually it's got to the point where it's on the front page of many websites that I visit.
So I'm being forced to deal with it.
Yeah, so it turns out, even though, despite what we said the other week, they didn't just have a vote in a pub with a show of hands. They actually had a referendum, like a proper referendum.
But it wasn't, the rest of the Spanish government were like, we don't consider that a legal referendum.
But the Catalans are an autonomous state anyway, so they are allowed to do that outside of the Madrid Spanish, like the all 17 are governed in Madrid.
Well, this is where it gets foggy. So, yes, they're autonomous. But no, there is nothing about self-determination in the Spanish constitution.
Hence why we're in such a pickle.
We are in a real pickle here. So 90% of people who voted for independence. That's pretty good. That's not 52.
Yeah, that's more.
Fuck you, Brexit. 52, that's a shit number. 90, that's a real number. But 43% turnout. So,
well, I thought it was less about 43% turnout. It was of the people that actually did vote, only 40% of them were eligible to vote.
Right,
so they just had a load of people turning up who either weren't qualified or eligible in some way from the area.
Does that mean to people from like they want them to leave? Like they're just all flooding into Catalonia being like, yeah, fuck off, see you later.
I don't know. It strikes me as a very strange stat to be able to say, oh, of all, yeah, we really, it was a landslide victory, but only less than half the votes count.
Right. Well, basically, it should have been done more properly.
More proper.
So, first fact is that it should have been done more properly.
Agreed.
I've got some questions about Catalonia that before we go any further.
Do you want to wait until the history section?
Is there a history section?
I've got a little history section.
Does it include, how big it is?
Kind of, I can get that.
I've got that.
So let's just get to where we are now. So what happens, there's police violence and all this. Then the Catalonia chief, who's called, like he's the prime minister, not the chief.
Pierre de Gruyter or something?
Yeah, he's called something like Puigdemont.
Yeah.
which I really like as a name. He signs this Declaration of Independence. Spanish government says, this isn't
no way
a proper doc. You haven't got any kind of
the formatting's all wrong.
At least put it in a PowerPoint slide. And then what happens is the Spanish government this week, and this is why we're talking about it, has taken back that autonomy you were talking about, Lauren.
Yep.
So now
Have they done like martial law or something?
Well, no, not martial, just but basically Spanish government is fully running the show in Catalonia, taking all their... It's invoked an article.
155.
Again, bigger number than Article 50.
Yep.
Brexit.
They're just trumping Brexit all over the shop.
Yeah,
so 155 basically means that all the power in that region goes back to Madrid.
Yeah.
And they're centralising the regime.
Okay.
So which is exactly what started this whole Catalan issue in the first place 40 years ago.
So the Catalonians, or the Catalans, or Pucci, as I would call him, they've really not got what they wanted from this. They've got the opposite of what they wanted. They wanted to be fully independent, and now...
They're less independent than they were previously.
Exactly. Yeah,
so...
Classic one step forward, two steps back, isn't it?
So, that is where we're at. And so, crisis. The biggest constitutional crisis Spain has probably ever faced.
Yeah.
Well, since the, thingy.
Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, his legacy is probably... worth more than just a thingy.
Well, that's that. He is the one who gave them the autonomy in the first place. Because didn't he? He tried to bring it all together, and they said absolutely not.
Yeah.
And they not get. He didn't give it to them in terms of like signing off on it. As in, that's why they have it in the first place. The autonomous setup was a backlash to him.
I smell a history section. So up until the 1700s, Catalonia was its own thing. Like as part of the Iberian Peninsula, alongside
it's Spain. Where Barcelona is.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Oh, okay.
You know where they serve the big gin and tonics.
Yeah.
So, basically, in the 1700s is when the Spanish Empire got formed, and they were like, "I like the look of this. I like the look of this little Catalonia."
Yeah.
Going to have it, which led to the siege of Barcelona, which lasted for a year, but. They were allowed autonomy, obviously, to maintain their own language and their own cultural traditions. Many regimes have tried to sway the Catalonians on changing their language to Spanish, not having it.
No.
So in the 1930s, when Franco got involved, he was like, "I'm absolutely having none of this." And this is when sort of autonomy was kind of lost, and it was not a nice place to be. I think George Orwell wrote about it.
Right, okay. Just throwing some extra names in there.
I think George Orwell went to Barcelona and wrote about his time trying to fight against the Franco regime.
All I can think about now is, sometimes I feel like I'm in Barcelona. Thinking to myself, I'm not sure George Orwell wrote that.
Probably not. Or the Freddie Mercury Barcelona.
I hadn't even thought of that one.
Didn't write that one either.
No.
But it was only in 1977, when Spain became a democracy again, that Catalonia got its full autonomy back, and that's how it's been for the last 40 years. Bang on.
So why are they rocking the boat now? What's changed?
There's been rumblings for some time, and they tried to they had another referendum in 2010. I think the guy who organised that one ended up in prison or something. So it's brave.
When you say they want full independence, is that what their own laws? Do they want to have their own separate economy?
They literally want to be their own governed state outside of Spain. And that's so a lot of in the last 2 weeks, a lot of businesses have moved a lot of industries have moved their actual physical headquarters or business offices out of Catalonia because they think that it's going to end up as this isolated state that doesn't have economic connections to the EU. We won't be governed by it. If it all goes the way that they're pushing. They haven't really, exactly like Brexit, no one's gone, right, well, what will happen if we do it?
Mm.
They've just gone, no, this is it, that's what we want. Yep, let's have the referendum and then worry about it later.
We'll work out a plan,
So whilst I don't begrudge them wanting their independence and wanting to have a sense of, it's a bit nationalistic to be but a sense of pride and their own identity, I do think that there hasn't really been given a full long-term view of exactly what that's going to mean for the setup for their 7 million people that live there. Mm. What does it look like for them?
Well, it's definitely all about the economy. I guess the answer what it's all about. The feeling is Barcelona is propping up the rest of the country. Spain's obviously had a difficult, very difficult 10 years. From an economy point of view, and it's felt that What are you looking at me washing over any kind of...
I'm just looking at you glazing over. Spain's had a difficult 10 years from an economy point of view. That's probably, that's enough. That's covered that.
That's that. I'm sure other people know a little bit more about that than me. But keep it to yourselves. And what was I say? And so there's generally this feeling that they could be better off on their own.
Okay.
Did you know that...
Will you say no before you even ask the question? I definitely don't know it.
That if they left, they'd be the 34th biggest economy in the world.
Oh, wow.
Bigger than Portugal. Bigger than Hong Kong.
What? Wow. Bigger than Hong Kong?
Bigger than Hong Kong.
Where's wow, Hong Kong on the list?
So this is why I'm starting to get on board. Give me one of those...
You're on board,
aren't
you?
Give me one of those signs. Because also, did you know that Catalans contribute twice as much as the Scots do to the UK economy?
I mean...
As in to the Spanish economy,
yeah,
not
exactly,
to us specifically.
Exactly, yeah, right, yeah. We're getting nothing.
Okay.
That's not a huge surprise.
Do you reckon we can convince them to join us? Sort of just be like a little...
Have a little holiday outpost,
yeah,
in
we've
Spain.
We've got the...
Scott Barcelona, that's great.
There's a ferry route there.
We'll get all the Scots on a bus.
The Pride of Bilbao, P&O.
The Pride of Bilbao goes to Barcelona, does it?
No, that goes to Bilbao, doesn't it? Yeah. As soon as I said it, I realised what a moronic comment it was. But
Bilbao's in Basque. They've got their own...
Yeah, no, I'm not covering myself in glory here, am I, with
no.
my geographical
knowledge. But they have also had a separatist movement and want to be autonomous.
So this is it. Like, where does it end, right? Like, does Spain just end up becoming...
17 countries instead of one?
You could make this case for London. I'm sure London would do pretty well if you stacked its economy up against everyone else's.
But surely that would be... I think we might lose there in terms of, like, we don't live in the city or West London. So the actual... in terms of what you're saying, it's like the smaller area contributes the most to the overall society.
Oh, you just get to... What, you just think it'll be Kensington and Chelsea?
Well, I'm just thinking, does Peckham contribute overall the most to society?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should keep quiet.
Yeah.
And just let the really rich people lead that conversation.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's this feeling that... Catalonia would be better off on its own. However, like you say, it's more complicated than that because somebody's come up and said, well, you'd owe us 55 billion for a start to the Spanish government if you wanted to leave. And that sounds like...
Where's
a lot.
That number come from?
Who's worked that out?
Someone saw it drifting off on a bus into the distance.
Well, let's go to that one.
It's a Bojo bus number, if I ever heard one. Well, one of my main things was... I used to think, I was like, what's Catalonia up to? Like, surely aren't they banging in the middle of Spain? And then I had a look at a map, and actually it worked quite nicely.
You'd have a sort of border between France and Spain as Catalonia.
Spain and France would still get a border, but there'd just be this little corner, just leave them be.
Okay.
So geographically, I've looked it out, and it all works. It all works.
What would it have to look like? So are you expecting it to be landlocked in the centre of Spain and then that wouldn't work?
Yeah.
So because it's got a sea and it already has its own border.
Like if Birmingham tried to...
Right, yeah.
...leave, we'd be like, no, you're literally the Midlands.
But Devon, we could easily...
Yeah. What's it called? Abscond? Is that a word?
I don't think countries abscond.
I think abscond means like running away, so I'm not sure a country can go that far. But Devon and Cornwall do want to...
Well, yeah.
Don't they want to do it again? But theirs is, I thought, mainly based on identity and language, all things that the Catalans similar about.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. So obviously the language, they're very proud of their language.
What is it similar to Spanish?
I mean, I can't speak any languages, so it's all kind of a bit different to me. I group them all together, the languages.
Well, they're all from Latin, aren't they? So Spain, France, Portugal.
Modern foreign languages, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all fairly close.
I reckon if you can speak Spanish, you've got a good start. You've got a head start.
Yeah, I mean, if everyone in Catalonia is speaking Catalan, presumably it's similar enough that, like, they're still fairly integrated with, like, other Spanish people, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, this isn't everyone. This is, again, at the most extreme of the thing, is, like, the people that want to leave. There's loads of other people in Catalonia that are very happy, who couldn't give a fuck, or are just enjoying everyone's company.
Well, maybe it sounds like there's only 10% of those people based on the referendum.
Well, oh, no, it's where it gets into the maths, though, isn't it? Because it's,
oh, four, yeah,
it's 43% of 100%. So what is 90% of 43? And then work out which of those...
Less than 30%.
I mean, you've already done some great maths earlier today, so I'm sure you could whip that up for us.
Yeah, I've got some numbers written on the bit of paper that we'll never know what I was trying to work out there.
I reckon it might be like... you know how people from like proper like deep Newcastle, we kind of understand what they're saying, but then we're also a bit like, what?
I think it's strange that you called it Newcastle.
Newcastle.
How would you say it?
Newcastle.
Newcastle.
We promised you accents.
We've covered Biker Grove before,
Wait,
haven't
did
we?
Did Rory leave the room? I'm just replacing it with Jeff from Biker Grove. So we can't trivialise this and make this about Newcastle again. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think they should be...
I'm happy for them to continue. Well, one, I think if you...
They'll be so pleased to hear.
I love that.
No, but the way that the Madrid Spanish government have reacted is obviously quite hard line.
Yeah.
So that is only going to provoke quite an extreme reaction. And we've already seen a lot of protests all through this week. And even with all of the other shit that's been going on in European politics recently, it hasn't been done in such a provocative way.
Yeah.
So I do think that they've gone about it in the wrong way in terms of trying to handle it and to contain it, when actually it was not that far from what they were after. What their long-term goal is not that far away from what they had in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just about potentially legislating around exactly what that looks like so that both sides are okay with it.
Okay. James, have you got any thoughts on this? This isn't your...
Again, without wanting to trivialise it. But I just feel like, can they not just hold fire for a little bit? Like, there's a lot going on right now. And I just don't want another thing where there's instability and chaos.
Yeah.
I think if they want to do that, right, they need to come to the table with a very clear plan.
Exactly.
This is what we expect after year one, year two.
Business case.
Yeah. You know,
5 year, Dragon's Den.
Make the case. And then if everyone's like, yeah, that seems like you've actually thought it through. I just think...
If there's one thing we've learnt from Brexit, it's don't go into these things blind.
Yeah. Don't make up the plan as it's happening, because it won't be a good plan.
If we could do it again, we'd have had conversations like, how much will we be asked to pay to leave?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't ever mentioned.
How many people does this immediately displace?
Yeah.
Both internally and externally.
Let's go back to them.
Can we still go to Benidorm?
Yeah, exactly.
The big questions.
Things like that. Can Benidorm be a...
Will there be a Barcelona to Benidorm route on BA?
Yeah. So I think back to my original point. Do things more properly. If they'd followed proper process... Proper referendums, then.
Proper referendums. I mean, she's had an awful time. Sorry to digress for a tiny, very unlike us. But she's just literally given up.
And who's she?
May.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Yeah. Given up, gone this week, and then gone, oh, can't we just agree that that bit's done, move on to the next one? What? No, of course we're not agreeing that that one's done.
No, we're still on point 1A of Brexit.
When you say proper referendums, though, I'm imagining, like, you know, like proper real sausages, like that kind
of party. Yeah, 99% referendum.
Branding.
So, well, it's more just like, let's have everyone on board that we're going to have a referendum. Let's agree what the referendum's about. But then I also, part of me's thinking, it'd be easier. Can I just get a show of hands from everyone in Europe?
What, the original pub idea?
Kind of, but like at a UN level.
Right.
Okay, you with
UN,
me?
UN, wow.
Okay, or EU. Right, who is thinking about leaving other places? Like, yeah.
Cornwall. Yeah, wouldn't it be bad to know that up front, would it?
Can I just get a list and then we'll group them into...
Maybe like a traffic light system.
Yeah, group them into, yeah, absolutely, non-starters, and then the middle ones that need referendums.
And then that becomes our like amber focus for... Where we need to make sure that everyone's feeling quite loved.
But then with the problem you've got then is, you know, these people who are going to be representing, let's say then they've got to go back to Cornwall and go, everyone in Cornwall, where are you all at? Right, what's the average of that? Do you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a lot of mini referendums coming out.
Could we do it like a census where everyone has to fill in their form and send it back?
Can we just squeeze this into the next census? Like, rather than asking...
One more question. What are your thoughts on independent counties?
Yeah, are you thinking of leaving? If so, are you thinking of leaving the country, the county,
Europe,
the planet? Anyway, just a thought, because we're all wasting a lot of time talking about everyone leaving each other.
Mm.
And
let's just stay together.
Good to know where we stand.
Yeah, Peckham is staying in London.
For now,
until Chelsea
until cities learn to abscond.
Until Chelsea works out that we're not pulling our weight.
I'm not sure if Chelsea. Well, yeah, I'd have to look into that before I make such sweeping generalisations. I think the city, as in the actual city of London, is probably the one that's pulling its weight.
Okay, well, let's get involved with them.
But no one actually lives there, do they? Like, it's mostly banks and stuff, no?
Yeah, but who do you think makes the money?
Yeah, but as in they, you know, a lot of them will commute in from Reading and places like that.
Oh, I see.
Oh, so Reading's got the real cash. Well, Reading, you stay with us. Stay close to us, Reading. Anyway, thank you both for helping with the facts.
We definitely did help, didn't we?
Task Force. So I've had a call.
I am dying to know who's called in with this one.
Nicola Sturgeon.
Oh, wow.
Can you do a good Nicola Sturgeon? Lauren, your parents are Scottish.
I'm trying to think what she sounds like. Do you want just a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
This week, what's happened is we've banned smacking.
Great. That's pretty much what she said. So Nicola Sturgeon calls up. She said, Rory, we've tried banning smacking this week. I'm like, okay, I'm with you so far. Sounds fair. But the consequence of that is the kids have just gone mental. The kids have got out of control. Turns out the smacking was the only thing keeping everyone together in Scotland. Imagine the percentage would have been a lot lower if there hadn't been smacking in the mix in the Scottish Leave vote. Anyway, so she said, well, a ban smacking now, we can't bring smacking back. What do you got for me? We need to punish these kids somehow. So what I'm going to ask you is, how do we punish a child in 2017?
Good.
So just so we're clear, when we say smacking, right, so when I was smacked as a child, normally be like over the knee, sort of.
Really?
No.
Right. So traditional.
To the bum.
So what's is it mum, dad, both? Not at the same time, but like as in,
probably dad was the enforcer.
Okay.
Was it like bare skin?
No, I don't think. I think it was over the clothes smacking. Philora's shaking around here already. But like, as in, like, you definitely wouldn't just like hit a kid in the face, right? Like, where does one smack a child?
You don't punch a kid in the face.
I think that's the tricky thing with this. So if I was to say, like, no, don't do that, and just lightly smack your arm, that still counts as smacking.
Oh, whereas
you went straight into the over the knee,
traditional
smack on the bum.
Yeah.
And that for me is the thing that's quite hard to manage here, in the, how do you know pressure? How do you know in what case it's being applied? How do you know what it's being used to mitigate? Is it someone's like got a gun and tried to shoot someone? Or is it that they didn't go and sit on the naughty step? I'm just trying to give you a spectrum of like naughty things.
I mean, would that work? Like, okay, you purchased a gun, so we're going to give you 3 smacks and that'll straighten you out.
I shouldn't have used the gun.
Is the gun the punishment for the child or the bad thing that the
I'm done? Trying to say there's a spectrum of bad things. Like, you can be naughty not eating your vegetables, and then you can also be naughty like kicking old ladies in the street.
Yeah, terrible.
Okay.
So I'm just saying there's a spectrum. So the first kind of area that my mind went into in terms of trying to police this was, can we have a system, and like, come work with me a bit here, where there's a mini electric shock instead of a smack,
right?
Because then it's a regulated charge, and it would be no more than when you lick a battery, you know, that feeling.
Oh yeah.
But it would just be something that you like, say you stick it on their arm, and then when they're being really naughty, be like, James.
Yeah.
And they just get a little shock to remind them, and it would be a bit like Pavlov's dog-esque, where they're conditioned.
So my worry with this is that I would guess the reason that they're trying to ban smacking is to just get away from any kind of corporal punishment.
But this would be very light touch.
Through pain.
As I said,
like some light touch
on a battery.
Yeah, but then is that a big enough deterrent?
We can make the experience quite unpleasant. We could do it sort of in a darkened room, done by someone who looks quite creepy.
It goes on like a nicotine patch.
Right, okay.
And they wear it, the whole, like, that's consistently being worn, and then the adult has, like, an app or something on their phone where they can just be like, Rory!
Yeah.
And you get a little shock and you go, oh, yeah, and that's...
And then I stop misbehaving.
Because at least then it can be completely regulated.
I don't know, I think that'd be even harder to regulate,
no? As in the manufacturer of the...
Yeah, but people could tamper with that stuff, right? Like, you could probably turbocharge
it. Hook it up to a generator.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then all of a sudden, there's going to be like reports of another kid's been electrocuted because their
parent
was trying
to... And also, what if you wore in the bath or something accidentally?
You could definitely hack it as well to ramp up the
party. I mean, I would, if this was a thing, I would 100% be buying as many as I could and then just at various points with my friends trying to put them on.
Yeah, so the bullies would gather all of them together.
Cover someone's entire face.
Yeah. And find the most vulnerable kid in class, put them all on his face, and then go to town.
It would be like the modern equivalent of, you know, when someone falls asleep at a party and you make them like human buckaroo.
Yeah.
This is just like, or you paint their face with makeup. This is the same thing. You just stick.
Next thing you know.
Okay, so that's probably not there got legs.
Too wide.
Also, I think the press would really jump on that if we're not going to beat the kids anymore. We're going to electrocute them.
Well, I just was thinking I was more focused on...
Like shock and awe.
I was more focused on it's a way to consistently apply the same punishment.
Same punishment, but the crimes vary. So that
True.
Yeah, would you scale it and be like, okay, so if you do kick an old lady, that's 60
volts. Tubas,
but
yeah.
There's also like, I imagine we would all, as parents, God forbid, react differently to different bad things. Like some people, if I came in and a kid has like dropped all its food or whatever on the floor, made a real mess all over the carpet, I'd probably find it quite funny. Go find a karate photo.
You someone love else, a scamp.
Yeah. Someone else is going to freak out three jolts of electricity for you.
That's I mean, fundamentally, the problem there is that you can't police and regulate who has kids.
Yeah.
So dreadful people can have kids.
Yeah.
So maybe that's step one.
Step one.
Kid
step
licenses.
One, which has probably got like a generation before we see the impact.
Yeah. But you've got to plan for the long term with these things.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of other long term strategies.
Sure.
Okay.
But again, these probably don't kick in for at least a generation. But okay, I don't know about you both, but when I was young, my parents would tell me stuff which I believed.
Yeah.
And it varied. Like, don't sit next to the TV because you'll go blind.
Yeah.
Or you must eat your crust if you want your hair to stay curly.
Yeah, don't steal food because it will turn to stone in your stomach. That was one.
Never got that one.
Parents went very dark, didn't they? Like, it'll turn to stone in your diet.
That's what comes from having an Irish grandmother. I think that was...
Okay.
That was
what were some of the ones you had?
If I kept dribbling... That it would.
So this was you as a baby. This was a 14-year-old dribbler.
I dribbled for
right.
some time.
If you keep on dribbling, what?
There was one point actually where I was.
Tell me what happens if
dribbling,
you dribble.
I was dribbling so much that it. Well, so it froze basically. They were like.
I mean, well, you'd have like thing. An icicle stalagmite
thing. This was the irony in that I was told basically, you know, if you keep dribbling, it will freeze on you and you'll get cold. And then that actually happened one Christmas when I was outside and I was dribbling a lot and it did literally freeze and I came in and I just had this sort of block of dribble ice on
my top. That's not your parents lying to you, that's your parents being like, physics will dictate that if you continue to dribble in the cold, that will freeze.
Yeah, now I've said it out loud, that
how
is
much
probably
that's not a lie.
How much were you dribbling that they had to...
I was a...
And
quite,
at what age?
Why were you
still dribbling when you were playing outside on your own?
I was just a really big dribbler. Like,
right.
I struggled to keep it all in.
Right.
Had a lot of saliva, quite a big mouth, and, you know.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's really thrown me.
Yeah.
But I had the other one. The other one was if you ate the middle of any of the core of fruit, because then the seeds, the tree would grow in your stomach.
Yeah.
Did you have, if you were lying, you'd have spots on your tongue?
No.
Okay, that must be another.
Did have if you sleep in a necklace, it will strangle you at night.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Still to this day, have to get up and take off the necklace.
I had that with headphones. I mean, again, that's probably one where I'm sure someone
what is
has
this
been.
Child, this child dribbling all over himself wearing
with his headphones.
Is it the brother from Something About Mary?
I was a very strange child.
Okay, so what were you going to say, Lauren? You're teeing us up, saying every sort of child grows up with a set of lies.
Oh, so all I was going to say was that we had to... I was swimming after eating, was the other one I wrote.
You will die.
Yeah, you will die. But I genuinely believe that was just so they could stay in the sun. Like, no, oh, another half an hour you need before you can go anywhere near that water. no, so all of my suggestion was we should make up a whole batch of new lies to tell kids so that kids become... better, and we don't need the focus on the front end rather than on punishment.
Yeah, I like that. I think actually there's probably quite a lot of stuff now, like where those lies won't exist because there's like new technology. So,
I've looked it up, Mum.
If you look at porn on your smartphone, your willy will fall off.
Or like kind of no more like if you wee in the swimming pool, there'll be a purple dye, and everyone will know that you've weed.
That I think we've all tested that theory. There is no purple dye.
No,
but well, I mean, there's the traditional one, isn't it? That sort of wanking makes you blind. That sort of that they've already thrown in. They maybe bring that back.
Just to be absolutely clear, we're assuming that the situation where a child would get spanked is if they're caught wanking.
This is what happens.
I'm trying to give you a spectrum of not eating their vegetables, kicking old ladies, and both of you have gone immediately to
where wanking. Does wanking sit within that spectrum?
It's not naughty. Wanking's fine.
If you're old.
Also, by the time you should be wanking, you are out of the time frame where I imagine you're getting spanked or dribbling.
You can probably physically overpower one parent, at least. But again, you could probably only be smacked up until, what, the age of 5 or 6?
And then what happens?
I'm just saying, you can't go attacking grannies at 5.
Then
you?
It becomes, well, yeah, you can be really annoying, like, meh, poking them. We weren't a smacking family. I don't think I've ever been smacked. We were an arguer. Like, everything
you
was...
You said really hurtful things to each
other. No, not even hurtful, just really loud.
You're going to
die alone. I'm fucking calling child line!
So there's a lot of threats.
Lots of loud shouting. Which is still the case to this day. It's very healthy. You've got to get it out. It's
cathartic, yeah.
Yeah.
I also come from quite a hysterical family in that regard. Mm. Like, everyone in the family has thrown at least one or two Hall of Fame hissy fits.
Yeah.
Including, like, my dad has stormed out of dinner going, "It's outrageous!" And just completely left the room.
That's probably every time we play a board game. You're all cheating!
That was a good Scottish accent. What was your all-time Hall of Fame?
My one?
Yeah.
Our family holidays were always on my dad's boat.
Yeah.
So, again, it's like a wooden yacht. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We weren't like living up on a motor cruiser. It was very minimalist. And we were stuck on there for 2 weeks as a family. And we argued quite a lot anyway.
I've actually spent a lot of time with both of you on boats, and that is not a pleasant experience.
I think I threatened to like swim back to land quite a lot. That was sort of my go-to. I'd be like, I'll do it! I'll swim back to England from Jersey! And they were like, you won't.
Okay. And that was your hissy fit?
Yeah, I think I once like got literally to the point where I was like on the railing being like, I'll do it.
You had the armbands on.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Have my goggles.
I had a pretty spectacular one at a petrol station once where I got out the car and had run in to get like a few supplies, like milk.
Yeah.
Got to the door, couldn't open the door and hold the bundle of supplies. Dropped the milk, but had just managed to open the door. Obviously, milk goes everywhere. And I opened the door, obviously friends from school who were getting a lift back in the back of the car. And to my dad saying, Lauren, you are a moron.
Did you imagine went down well?
Covered in milk. Yeah, just the whole thing was a nightmare.
To add to the indicative.
Quite hard to dispute that, though, when you are covered in milk.
Yeah,
all right. So we had a couple of ideas from Aaron. You said you'd brought one to the mix.
So I thought I'd try to be constructive with it, right? You know, because I was thinking about, like, on a more general level, the way we punish people. So obviously they go to prison, but that can be quite a vicious cycle in that it's then very hard to get work. And actually, they've had a lot more success when they kind of build constructive skills for these people in prison, so they actually have a shot of reintegrating.
Okay.
So I thought I'd try and apply this to, like, how we punish children. And I thought, what is the one thing that everyone has to like use quite a lot, and I don't believe anyone is as good as they claim to be on their CV at it?
Yeah, go on.
Microsoft Excel.
Yeah.
If you're naughty, they're like, right, hour of Excel, go and learn some stuff, and you basically just like sit with a kid and make them like figure out how to do lots of different formulas and sums and stuff on
Excel.
It's
not a bad idea actually, but you could build it out and have almost brain, you know, the brain training on Nintendo DS.
Yeah.
You could actually give them tangible skills, like go and learn a language, go and learn Excel. Right, you have to go and annotate the parts of a human body.
Yeah, or like, I'm going to explain how taxes work because I still don't understand
all. I have friends that work in tax, and I was like, oh, so well this? They're like, oh no, I don't know personal tax. All right. Well, what do you know? Corporate. All right. Okay. Couldn't take a punt on this.
I think, you could brand it as, like, a kind of, like, being a real adult, not just someone who is in their late 20s and has more money than a 14-year-old. That'd be my route.
I think that's kind of good. That's productive, which I like.
Yeah.
So we've got some electric shocks. We've got some.
We've almost got like short, medium, and long term solutions there.
Electric shots. Feed them lies. Teach them skills. Mine was going to be. I've only just thought about it while talking to you guys.
Right.
Is you know how like kids love social media and stuff, and they like all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not only
take it away.
Not only would you take it away, but also you just get to use
post embarrassing shit of them.
That's amazing. Imagine putting baby photos up when it's like, right, we've been naughty, so this one's going up. You covered in your own shit.
I was gonna post like what you're actually up to now, because you know, like when you're grounded, and it's just depressing. Oh, okay. And you're sitting in a dark room, like crying or whatever,
and you'd be like, Rory is in his room.
Yeah, Rory's been in his room for 8 hours now. Is refusing to eat.
Rory's doing a hunger strike.
Rory claims he's going to move to Canada. Rory doesn't have enough money to move to Canada.
Yeah, and it'd just be like, check James, is swimming back to England now.
Haven't they got the cartoons that are like, be more, where it's like all this stuff where it's about being a twat, and then it's just like, Will is good, Will's not a twat. Yeah. Be more Will.
Yeah. That could be, yeah, basically. So you really learn your lesson, but in a public forum where everyone...
Yours could actually, both your ideas could be tied together quite nicely, because you could put almost like a time frame on the skills that you're learning, where it is almost like beat the clock, and you have to complete your hour, because as it's counting down, you're like, preventing that happening.
I will post this at this point if you haven't done it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so a bit of carrot and a bit of stick.
Exactly.
Well, I will take this back to Nicola. So I've got a short term, a long term, and a mid term, and then a bit of a game. It turns out, a bit of a game called "Beat the Clock," or "Beat the Kick Clock," or "We'll Beat the Kids."
The naughty clock.
Wow. Okay. I mean, the whole thing we were trying to get away from was beating kids, but
okay. But sometimes it's for their own good.
Cool. Just undone all of the conversation of the last 10 minutes.
Beat the kids only when it's for their own good.
Anyway.
But on another day, we should cover the kids' licensing, because I think that really is the root cause here.
Licensing?
In terms of like, well, you're just not allowed to have kids. You're not allowed to have kids.
Okay, yeah. For another week, we'll decide who gets to have kids and who doesn't. Tune in for that.
I would just like to hear more of James's ideas around how we'd go about that.
He's too busy dribbling over the table. We have to get a coaster.
People are going to think that's true or not.
He's got a big mouth.
He has got a little bit of dribble on his shirt.
Big mouth, lot of saliva. You work it out.
Quiz.
So the quiz. Let me get this up for you. This quiz.
It is Ribena.
Oh well, that's okay. You dribbled Ribena, not Lemsip.
I didn't dribble it. I just missed my mouth.
It'll come out well on the white. Anyway, question number one. You know how it works. Lauren says Lauren. James says James. Only when you know the answer. Question number one. Who did Kate Middleton have a little dance with this week?
Paddington Bear. Lauren, Paddington Bear.
Correct. 1 point to Lauren.
Sorry.
Don't know what it was for, but that was probably a new movie or something.
Or maybe opening of Paddington Station.
Yeah, probably that.
They've been doing a lot of works there for a long time.
That sounds more worthy rather than they're having a movie. Get Kate Middleton involved. Number two, still on the dancing theme.
Oh, God.
What kind of dance is now on its way to becoming an Olympic sport?
James.
Yep.
Like twerking.
Not far away, actually.
Like hip hop.
It's like something dancing.
Lauren, salsa dancing.
No.
James, break dancing.
No. It's kind of sexy. If you like it, that sort of thing.
You just doing your shoulder shake. I don't know what that is.
Lauren, I've seen you do this kind of dance. James, probably you as well, but...
Oh, good. Oh, Lauren, pole dancing!
Correct.
Cage dancing, pole dancing!
Cage. I love it.
What's cage dancing?
You just gave up there that you did cage dancing.
Well, you've never seen me pole dance, Rory.
I thought it was a pole as well.
No, it was more cage.
Okay.
It's always more cage.
Sadly,
you have seen me pole dance.
Oh, right, that's probably where I'm getting mixed up. So cage fighting is not on its way to the Olympics.
I didn't say cage fighting.
But cage dancing...
Pole dancing
is on its way.
It is supposed to be incredibly good exercise.
Great core strength.
Yeah.
Required.
Yeah, but apparently it's got a lot more sort of formal and rules, and there's a way of getting points.
And you don't have to wear like plastic clear stilettos.
Apparently that is optional. Question number three. How many old pound coins are there still in the mix?
Lauren.
Yeah.
450 million.
Fucking hell, you're on a clean sweep here.
Because everyone's trying to donate them to the, I don't know the official name for it, but the poppies.
Yeah, give your old pound coins to the poppies because they've not been given a longer deadline. So
they've got they'll be able to use them for longer. Royal British Legion.
Yeah, give your pounds to them, get a little poppy in return.
I'm learning a lot, so that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I'd like to get one point.
We are entering the metro section of the quiz. Oh. The two remaining questions have been sorted via the metro.
Well, I've already lost, right? Because Lauren's got 3 points.
You can claim that point.
Okay.
According to the metro, which fast food chain is planning a comeback?
Lauren, Wimpy.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Because I just know what fast food chains have gone by the wayside.
I was going to say Wimpy.
Wimpy spokesperson told the Daily Star, "We do have some exciting new plans in terms in terms of continued expansion and an investment program." So the rumours are true.
Wow.
Their name, though, they need to start with that, right? Like, you wouldn't be like Wimpy. It sounds horrific.
The weird thing about Wimpy is that they had all this beef-eater branding. So it was like a little Mr. Wimpy who looked like a burger, but with a ruff and looked like dressed in a beef-eater.
Do you think about what Wimpy means? Like, that doesn't scream to me like.
I thought Wimpy had been bought by Steers, the South African decent burgers, because the one in Clapham Junction's changed from a Wimpy to a Steers, and they have all this like painting on the road to lead you there.
Ooh,
Steers is quite good. They're like in and outs, like special sauce.
Sadly, not long into the article, Metro just says, "We don't know many details just yet. Only that information will start to leak from February." So keep your ear to the ground, listeners, on that one. And then the final one, Metro question. So which chain of shops has just started a new range of sex toys?
James.
Yeah.
Primark?
No. I think a little less premium.
Oh, wow. James, Poundsaver.
I'm going to give you that because
Poundland
has started its new range of sex toys and natural Viagra. So
wow.
I mean, I would not.
Just to be clear, it's for a pound.
It's everything is for a pound. It's the new Nookie range. You can. there's a finger fun stimulator, a mini textures vibrator, a cock ring.
In my head, this is like, you know, the vending machines you get in club toilets.
Yeah.
Where it's like for a pound you get a cock ring.
Yeah.
They've just bought in bulk because they've gone out of fashion, so they've bought in bulk the old stock.
Yeah, you can get a cock ring, a vibrating cock ring, and then just some lube. So
good. All for a pound.
That was the quiz. Congratulations, Lauren. That was a very successful quiz, if I ever did.
I actually even had Poundland in my head, but I'd let you have it.
That could have been a five.
I don't need your pity.
A 5-0. But thank you for taking part in the quiz. Listeners, thank you for listening, and see you all. I'll see you all in a couple of weeks, actually. I'm going on holiday, so...
Holiday? Why are you talking like the exact time?
Mrs. Poppins, I'll be off for 2 weeks. This might be the news. It's going to take a 2-week break, and we will join you in mid-November. Stay safe. Thank you for listening to This Might Be The News. If you enjoyed this week's episode, then we would love it if you shared it with all your friends. Even better would be reviewing it on iTunes, which will help other people find us. Cheers!